Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Friday edition of the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air. We're glad you're with us around the state. Wherever you're tuned in online, welcome. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove this afternoon. Dima, Kelly, and Bob Getty all here with you. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to have a Friday night meal with the loved ones in your life, or a great place to cater your next Southern Miss event, church event, upcoming holiday event. Dickey's is very good when it comes to catering.
They serve just about every kind of meat except Red Wolf. They don't serve Red Wolf.
Were you thinking of that one all morning?
He's been working on that since he got up this morning.
That's called a segue as Matt Stoltz joins us.
Yeah, well, sorry about that, Matt. Dickey's Barbecue, as we were trying to say, sponsors the opening segment.
Maybe not for long now.
He's trouble every day. Fridays are particularly bad for him. I think he starts drinking a lot earlier on Fridays than most days, Matt.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, Matt, we're glad to have you back on the show, even though Kelly is here. And we're really looking forward to a game tomorrow, a good football game at 11 o'clock. Matt, I got to tell you, my man Dima and I here are a little concerned. Sounds like your guys are playing really well right now and seem to really have pulled everything together.
Man, it's great to be on with you guys again. Always enjoy it. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this game tomorrow. And, you know, why not? I mean, you got two teams that are really playing well. Both come in on four-game win streaks. I think these are obviously two of the top teams in the Sun Belt right now. And a battle for first place in the Sun Belt's Western Division, second weekend of November. You know, you can't ask for much more than that. So I'm looking forward to seeing a great football game tomorrow.
Matt, Dima Mixon here. Just curious, when we came into the season, Arkansas State picked third in the Sun Belt West in those preseason rankings. You guys started off 1-4, of course. Now you've rattled off 4 in a row. Is it safe to say that now Arkansas State is playing like the team that everybody thought they would be at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, and kind of going back to last year, you know, it was an A-State team that won 8 games last year and won the bowl game that went down to Mobile and won the 68 Ventures Bowl. But, you know, coming into the season, I thought, and I think a lot of people that kind of paid attention to who they brought in, thought this would probably be a more talented team. Even though they got off to a 1-4 start, you still thought that, hey, if they can get things going, get a little bit of momentum, they can be pretty good. And look, there's over 70 newcomers on this roster. And I know there's a lot of turnover with that Southern Miss roster as well. But, you know, in the case of Arkansas State, we knew that this was going to have to bake in the oven for a little bit. I didn't expect, and I don't think a lot of people did expect, this team to be really good the first couple of weeks of the season. They had to figure some things out. You had a brand new defensive coordinator, an entirely new defense from a season ago, and there were some growing pains in those first 3 or 4 weeks. But once they started to figure some things out, they really started playing some good football. And I think that's the biggest difference with the 70 newcomers, being able to, you know, overcome that 1-4 start. Nobody was hanging their head at that point. They've been able to, you know, keep their eyes where they need to be, and I think they've been able to right the ship.
Of those 70 newcomers, three of them came from Southern Miss last season, Will Saxton, Ethan Crawford, Kenyon Clay. How much are those three incorporated with the offense? Of course, Jalen Renner being the starting quarterback, so Ethan Crawford not there, but Will Saxton, of course, starts, and then Kenyon Clay as well.
Yeah, and it's just tough to see the field at quarterback if you're playing behind Jalen Renner.
Right.
He's a really, really good quarterback in this league and has done some great things for us this year. As far as Will is concerned, he started every single game. Man, is he fun to be around or what? I've really enjoyed getting to know him. He's been out at our coaches' show every Thursday night and always has a big smile on his face. He's just a good old country boy, and you can tell that he loves playing at Arkansas State. He just loves football in general, and I think he's really found a good home here. And then you look at Kenyon Clay. He's a big part of this offense. I saw him yesterday and was able to talk to him a little bit. I think that he's really excited about playing his former team. But, yeah, Kenyon just has a great attitude. I think that it's been fun watching him and Devin Spencer, who's another very talented running back. He's a sophomore. I think they've been able to complement each other really well at that running back spot. And, you know, the reps are pretty much 50-50 this year between those two at the running back position. So Kenyon has been a really big part of our offense. And Will has obviously been a big part of it, too. He's been out there every offensive snap. So, that's definitely been two big pieces of what we've been able to do this year.
Matt Stoltz, the radio voice of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, who entertain Southern Miss tomorrow at 11. Matt, tomorrow, the thing that really jumps out at me about this game is you guys, it could be feast or famine. If you guys win tomorrow, you've got the Western Division in your own hands. You have to do your own work, you know, to finish it up. But if you don't win tomorrow, for all practical purposes, unless Southern Miss was to absolutely tank the last 3 weeks, you're pretty much out of the running. So it's kind of all or nothing for you guys tomorrow.
Yeah, as far as the Western Division is concerned, it absolutely is. And I think that, you know, obviously Southern Miss sees the importance of this game as well. If they lose, then obviously Arkansas State has a tiebreaker, and they'd have a tiebreaker over Troy
right.
as well with the head-to-head win last week. But the Red Wolves, even if they win, know they can't slip up the final two games and lose to either the Raging Cajuns or at Appalachian State the final week of the season. So, yeah, you're right. This is a very, very important game. All three games that the Red Wolves have left are extremely important if they want to be able to win the Western Division, but obviously whoever wins this game tomorrow will be in the driver's seat heading down the stretch.
Well, we know that sometimes Sun Belt fans can be a little bit finicky, but if you're in Jonesboro tomorrow and don't have a ticket for this game, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Absolutely. It should be a really fun atmosphere. This is the first ever 11 a.m. home kickoff for the Red Wolves. We played quite a few 11 a.m. games on the road, but we have never played an 11 a.m. game at home. So it should be interesting. I'm walking around town all week and, you know, talking with people around the community. They sense what's happening here. This is a community that rallies around the Red Wolves regardless, but especially, you know, when the team's playing some good football and, you know, winners of four in a row, in a battle for first place with a really good Southern Miss team this week. So there's a lot of things to be excited about.
Matt, what do you think the vibe will be like at the game? What kind of crowd are you expecting? What kind of atmosphere will the Golden Eagles be walking into?
Well, I think it's going to be a good atmosphere. I expect our fans to be into it. We're really encouraging fans to get out there early. You know, usually you know, you've got all day to get ready for this. But obviously it's different this week with everything that's going on. People are going to get up, get out of bed, and the really early birds will get out there and tailgate a little bit. But I think most people are just planning on coming straight out to the stadium. So hopefully, you know, the Red Wolves are able to bring that energy from the start. And I'm looking forward. I think you know, getting off to a good start is absolutely critical in this ball game, especially with the early start. Who's going to be able to get out of bed and be ready for that 11 a.m. kickoff? Teams struggle with that sometimes. So I'm anxious to see how both teams respond to that.
If you like quarterback play, this is a game you cannot miss. Jalen versus Braylon. And two, if not the best quarterbacks in the league, certainly among them. This is going to have everything you want tomorrow in a college football game.
All right, Matt, it sounds like go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to follow up on that. I absolutely agree. I think this is a really, really good quarterback matchup. Two quarterbacks that do a good job protecting the football. I think both are very good, very accurate passers. And at the same time, they can certainly, do some damage with their feet as well. So I think that it's going to be really fun watching both of them.
Hey, thanks a lot, Matt. Going to be a fun game. Always appreciate you being on our program. You're welcome here anytime, my friend.
All right. Can't wait, guys.
Matt Stoltz, everybody. Play-by-play voice, Arkansas State University. 11 o'clock kickoff, ESPNU. Isn't that right, Demon?
Yep. Unless you're on YouTube TV and you won't be able to watch it.
And broadcasters even get up for games. You know, if it's supposed to be a mismatch, you'll hear broadcasters go, oh, gosh, this is going to be dreadful. But even the media is fired up for this one.
All right, going to talk some Saints. They've made some trades. We'll be right
boy.
Back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, I want to thank Matt Stoltz, Arkansas State University, for joining us. Again, that kickoff at 11 o'clock tomorrow on ESPNU. Eagle Tire West, they're on Highway 98 West here in Hattiesburg, and they invite you to see them for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service. Next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98, family-owned and operated since 1985, Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West. And they are the sponsor of the second segment every day of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We go to New Orleans. Patrick McGee, sports editor of the Times-Picayune, here to talk about Dima's favorite team. Saints made a couple of moves this week, Patrick, as the trade deadline narrows down in the NFL. What did they do? What do you think they're trying to accomplish?
It's the obvious deal. They're just trying to get more draft picks. They don't have enough right now. And Rashid Shaheed, they got a fourth rounder and a fifth rounder in the 2026 draft, and then they got a sixth rounder in 2027 where they shipped away Trevor Penning. Trevor Penning's a former first-round pick.
And he says he's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
They got a seventh round for him.
Right, yeah, sixth rounder, and it just tells you how – and honestly, towards the end, they kind of figure out, you know, where Penning fits in, but it took them 3 years to kind of figure out what position he was playing when myself and I think a lot of other observers were thinking, this guy's not a tackle, they need to put him inside. And once they did that, he seemed to be, you know, he at least seemed like he needed to be out there. You know, he's a big physical guy. It's just one more example of the Saints not really evaluating well enough and just not putting players in position to succeed.
All right, well, the coach is catching heat because they're, you know, they're off to a horrible start. But the things you're talking about, the coach is not responsible for. That's the general manager,
right?
Major.
Yeah, this goes back years. Mickey Loomis has been there a lot of years.
Yeah.
People, you know, are frustrated with the coach right now. But the educated Saints fan, the one that's really been kind of tuned in, you know, most of them are just really frustrated with the front office and how poorly of a job they've done to put this team together over years and really decide who needs to stay, who needs to go. you know, where they need to go, what direction they need to take in the draft. I mean, there's been moments, obviously, through the years where they did some good things, like going back to the 2017 draft was a great draft. But it seems like they've been on a losing skid in the draft, even though Kelvin Bakes feels like a good, you know, addition. The offensive line, I think, is kind of coming into its own. But, I mean, it's just there's so much they've gotten wrong. I mean, they shouldn't have 35-year guys out there on this team, you know. I mean, 35-year-old guys, and Kamara looks kind of spent. They've just – the timing on these decisions and where they spent their money is just – it's just been bad.
There's 8 games left, Patrick, and you'd probably know this more than me. Is there anything in the NFL contracts that says they have to show up to any of these games? Do they have to actually play the game? Could they just call them and email them and say, can we just forfeit and work out our alphas? Is that possible?
How sad
No,
is
not
that?
Possible. There's too much money to be made. Yeah.
Well, nobody can watch it, Patrick. It's on YouTube TV.
No, so. But here's a question to be asked, and because I've asked the same thing, Patrick, about my team, the Bengals. How can even an uneducated fan, when uneducated fans can see that Cincinnati, in this example, isn't spending any money on defense, and they are now historically the worst defense in the history of NFL.
How did we get off on Cincinnati? Can someone explain?
Because, well, I mean, Hendrickson is one of the examples who's a defensive end for the Bengals, who the Bengals don't want to spend money on. I mean, he's one of the guys that the Saints let go that they shouldn't have let go.
Right, but the question, you had made the point about the Saints front office. I think Cincinnati has the same problem. Are you not watching the same games that we are watching as Saints and Bengal fans? How can you sit there and say that, I still like all the guys in the building. We've just got to coach better. We got to play better. Enough of that junk. You know, why don't you just come out? We made mistakes. We don't have good enough players to compete in this league. What's wrong with saying that? Because that obviously is what's going on.
Right. Yeah.
Well, Patrick,
the Saints aren't even close to having a roster that's built to compete. It's really not.
No, and it must really be frustrating for Saints fans to look across the league and see the Denver Broncos now 8-2 under Sean Payton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody's surprised in New Orleans to see Payton do. And I think part of this is that Loomis was, you know, like he can still make it. Once Payton left, he can still make this go. He doesn't have to make drastic changes. You know, there isn't anything really to fix. You know, and obviously it was Sean Payton who was driving the bus. You know, he was the guy who knew what to do personnel wise and on the field. And you take Sean Payton out of the equation. You put in Dennis Allen, who's not a head coach. You've got a front office that was, you know, wasn't really the one making all the right calls. It was Sean Payton. So, I mean, you take Payton out of the equation, you basically, your front office isn't going to be able to step up to the plate and fill that hole. And you're clearly not going to be just simply replace Sean Payton as a head coach.
No. Patrick, what would you think the chances are that John Summerall leaves Tulane at the end of the year, considering the season, the wave is
out? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would think it's pretty good. I don't think he'll go to Florida. I think Florida probably doesn't want to go. You know, it's probably a little bit too close to Billy Napier's background for them to go out to hire somebody like a John Summerall, even though I think Summerall's a really good coach. I think Auburn and LSU, I think he's very, you know, Arkansas's already got their guy in place in Silverfield, but I think Summerall at least is going to be the mix at LSU and Auburn, and, you know, obviously some other jobs are going to come open with time.
Tulane plays Memphis tonight. Is that what you just said? So that's a big game, Patrick. Tulane's really improved. It's really remarkable to see.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, you know, pretty good for a little while now, and Summerall has done a great job there, and they've spent money on that roster and put together a good team. If they win this game tonight, they're going to be in a pretty good spot to get into they lost UTSA not long ago, but if they beat Memphis tonight, they're back in the playoff mix.
Yeah. Meanwhile, and we don't normally talk about this school a lot on the show, but the chaos swirling around LSU I find rather entertaining, Patrick.
We can at least laugh at it.
Yeah, can you update us on that carnival?
Oh, my gosh. I've covering Southern Miss, you know, I've seen drama. No drama anywhere equates to the stuff that we've seen for the last under, you know, 9-10 days, from the governor to the – they've had a new president come in. They fired their football coach. They fired their AD. They brought in an interim AD who's now the full-time AD, who the president just 2 days ago called the acting AD and says that, you know, maybe we'll keep him, maybe insinuating basically, hey, we'll move on, potentially move on from this guy after we get a coach in place. I mean, the president basically, the day after he was named the new president, you know, just instantly stuck his foot in his mouth. It's just, you know, in Jeff Landry and all his, you know, buddies being involved, it's a confused mess. And anybody who's, you know, why would Lane Kiffin come to LSU right. in a situation
no,
like this?
No, he's not going no. to.
Why?
No.
So no. It would make no sense.
No.
Patrick, from your expert opinion, how good of a chance do the Tigers have going to Tuscaloosa and Alabama this weekend?
not good. No, I mean, I think Alabama's got this one. Alabama's really, you know, ever since that Florida State game, they've just gotten better every week, it feels like.
Man, with the stuff.
And, yeah, I mean, LSU doesn't have much of a shot. And LSU usually goes to Tuscaloosa at least having a shot. Right now, it does not seem to be the case.
With the stuff going on in Baton Rouge, if Jerry Springer were still alive, he'd be licking his chops.
Yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
he?
A good time. Yeah. All right, Patrick, are any Go names ahead. Surfacing as the next head coach down there?
It's still really early. I mean, obviously, people are mentioning Sumrall, but the uncertainty really at LSU with AD, president, the governor's involvement, everything else has created such a confused situation that it's really hard to kind of look ahead on this. Yeah. It's really hard to get clarity right now on who would be a serious candidate, just because LSU's just had to get its own, you know, ducks in a row.
Eventually, President Trump will be asked about the LSU job.
Landry's already said that he would rather Trump make the decision on the next football coach.
That's awesome.
And you know, I've seen some personnel decisions that Trump's made over the years, and we would see how that shook out.
I'm glad you guys can laugh about it, because in Baton Rouge, they don't think it's too funny.
Patrick, you said something last week, and I've told several of my buddies this, and it's stunning. You named off all the national championships in different sports they won under the athletic director they fired because the football team's 5-3.
It's bizarre world at times, you know. I mean, it's kind of like the college game is less enjoyable now, because
Amen.
There's so much insecurity and so much confusion and instability throughout college football, and eventually it's going to shake itself out to a degree, but we're seeing just the spasms of really kind of a sport that's really hit a rough patch. So we'll see if this gets better, but I don't know.
We wonder why Nick Saban retired.
He's not going there. No. Well, there's one good thing we can all still say, I think, is that as bad as they are, the Saints would beat any college football team in the country. Is that safe to say, Patrick?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much agreed upon that pretty much any NFL team.
Right.
I mean, there's been bad ones through
of course.
The years.
No, I'm kidding, of course. Hey, Patrick, thanks, buddy. We always like having you on our program. Thank you, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Patrick McGee.
We didn't even mention that the Saints are playing Carolina this week.
Have you ever heard of such insanity in your life surrounding a college football program?
I can't wait for President Trump to be asked about it. That's going to be a great meme.
We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, thanks to Patrick McGee down at the Times-Picayune in New Orleans for joining us. Matt Stoltz over at Arkansas State University. Great guest, and we really do appreciate all those guys contributed to our show today. Hey, Forest Health reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team this time of the year is important. It's fun, but they don't want you to forget about the most important player, and that, of course, is you. You should get an annual physical, exercise, eat right, and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with all of that. Expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. This segment sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street. DBAT, where you can take all your kids for baseball and softball training. adults can go down for any kind of adult athletic training, and they've got a great pro shop just in time for the holidays. And speaking of the holidays, one of the great things about what I do for a living is I get to meet a lot of really good people, and truly one of my favorites that I get to spend some time around every year this time of the year is Lori Watts, who is the president of the Marion County Development Partnership. And Lori, we've been celebrating Christmas together for quite a while now, haven't we?
We have. It's always such a pleasure this time of year to know that we're going to get to see our friends from Super Talk again. And we just love that we get to do that every year.
And I'm going to thank you on this radio show for asking me to be a judge in the Christmas parade. I can't tell you how excited I am about that.
Well, we are too. We are too. We were looking, we were thinking, who could we get to be a celebrity judge? And your name just, it was at the forefront. So.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I'm looking forward to spending that day with you.
So the parade must be over by about 4 in the afternoon, because 6 o'clock's bedtime.
You know, Lori, jealousy is a terrible thing.
Yes, it is.
You can just feel it in the air.
Kelly's mad he wasn't chosen as the judge for the pie eating contest.
Correct. Yes.
No, Kelly's upset he wasn't asked to be a contestant in the pie eating contest.
Yeah. There you go.
Hey, before we get started on all the great stuff in Columbia, I do want to point out that Lori holds a special spot in our heart, because years ago, Lori was on the show and we did football picks. And Dima, you do the picks now. Lori is the only person that has ever picked games by the font of the jerseys.
Mm-hmm. I remember that last year.
And she won the competition.
I think she did.
Which tells you how much we know.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for aesthetics when it comes to having a good eye for beauty, that sort of thing.
Although her being from Columbia, it's not a stretch when you're taking the Columbia Wildcats every week, because
that is true.
Right? That's a pretty easy bet.
Yes.
That's a good bet. And this year, you know, we have three district champions over here in Marion County. Yep. Columbia, East Marion, and West Marion are all their district champs this time.
Well, that's pretty good. All right, Lori, it's Christmas time in Columbia. Believe it or not, it all starts tonight. Kind of fill us in.
Well, tonight is the kickoff of our holiday open house. This has been going on for years when businesses all across the city have a special night of opening their doors and inviting their customers and guests to come out and kick off their holiday shopping by visiting the stores during evening hours. And then also tomorrow, they will also be including the open house hours throughout the day tomorrow. So it's from 5 to 9 tonight and 9 to 3 tomorrow. There are between 30 and 40 businesses that all across the city that are participating in the open house. We have about almost 30 of them that are participating in a special giveaway where the customers can register for a prize package. And so the information for that can be found across the MCDP Facebook and at visitcolumbiams.com. So it's just a great party all across the city.
And Columbia, Christmas is celebrated in a big way. This is just the beginning, right? You're going to be doing something through the day itself.
That's correct. That's exactly correct. This kicks off the season, and then we don't have too much during the next 2 weeks, although we are planning to celebrate a new shopping celebration called Pink Friday. I don't know if y'all have heard of that before, but it emphasizes shopping local before Black Friday gets here. So it is on November the 22nd, I believe, is the date for that. And then we will have a Christmas marketplace on Shop Small Saturday in the downtown area on the Saturday following Thanksgiving, and then our Christmas parade the next week on Saturday. So and we'll be sharing more of the calendar. There are special events and special shopping hours all throughout the month of December.
Lori, you talked about the 30 different stores or whatever that are participating. Is there a place where people can find like a map of the stores that are participating and they're on what streets and how to get, you know, through traffic and all that?
There is. You can go to the MCDP Facebook page. It is also shared on the Main Street Columbia Facebook page. Find that map. I will tell you that that map is a listing of all the places where they can register for that prize package. There are other shops all along that route mm-hmm. that they need to see. They need to be sure that they check out any shop that has its lights on and they see people in, because there are a few that are not on that list, but most of them are listed there.
Christmas is just big in Columbia. You guys really enjoy the holiday there, don't you?
We do. We do. We enjoy the real meaning of the season, and we also enjoy the time that it gives us to gather with our friends and neighbors and visitors who come and enjoy our little town throughout that season. You know, it's about community. It's about sharing that time of the year when mm-hmm. We tend to think more of others than we do ourselves often, and that's a good thing.
Are they going to have a live nativity this year?
The live nativity is, I don't have any details on it right now because it is under some potential changes, so I don't have any answers yeah. about it right now, but I hear that some people are working on it, but I don't have any details.
Well, I've got some insider information on that.
Oh, great.
Where Bob has been invited to be the judge, you're hearing it here first. I was invited to play the fatted calf.
I thought I was going to say the donkey.
I could call you something that is...
Laurie, tell me, please, are the angels going to appear at any time during the Christmas season?
Bob, I wish I could promise that to you right now, but I can't right now.
I can't make
that promise right now, but I will let you know as soon as I can.
Just one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
It is a very special thing.
No question. All right, and the Christmas parade again, what day?
The Christmas parade is Saturday, December 6th at 5 o'clock. It usually takes it, if you're viewing it in the downtown area, it takes it about an hour to get downtown, so it will be around 6 in the downtown area.
All right, Laurie, you are the best, and we're going to get you back on the show several times between now and Christmas. Is that
perfect?
So you will come even on days Kelly's here. Will you come
even
back?
Even though Kelly is there, I would love to be there. Yes.
All right, Laurie, thank you very much.
Thank you,
Laurie Watts. Everybody, she true. You know her. She's just a charming, charming person.
I'm excited about this. I'm looking for a Tony Award nomination for Best Supporting Actor.
And you're going to be the what now?
The fatted calf.
The fatted calf.
Yeah, well, that's a different Bible story, though, isn't it?
I sure hope they get that together. You know, their live nativity down there with all the angels lining the street on the top of the buildings is just beautiful, man. It's just a wonderful thing. So I really hope. But anyway, open house tonight and tomorrow in Columbia. All right, how you feeling about tomorrow, Dima?
You know, I think it's going to be a really, really good game. I'm excited to watch it.
It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to be a good game. You got two quarterbacks, really good, and two defenses that, you know, Southern Miss's defense has looked really good at times, you know, and then there's some times where they need to clean some things up, and I think you could say the same about Arkansas State, where they've looked pretty good at times, and then they've needed to clean some things up. I think it's two similar teams. Of course, Southern Miss with the two losses, Arkansas State with the four losses, but I think it's two similar teams, and going on the road is always tough in this league, no matter who you're playing.
Well, I remember early on, all three of us thought Arkansas State was going to be a real contender, but now we're beginning to see that team.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, for sure.
But and normally I'm the wet blanket in this group.
You're the fattened cow.
The fatted calf.
Fatted calf.
But I feel good about this game tomorrow. I think Southern Miss is, as I mentioned yesterday, not head and shoulders better, but shoulders better than Arkansas State.
The only thing that I could say against it is Southern Miss, I don't think, has played an offense like this yet. You know, when they played ULM, they were on their third-string quarterback. When they played Louisiana, they were on their second-string quarterback. When they played Georgia Southern, you know, they had a lot of injuries on that offense, and their offense, that Georgia Southern offense started getting ready. They haven't played a quarterback like this, where he's been there for all the games, he has more yards than Braylon Braxton, and he's at home. So that's something that I just want to keep an eye on, is like, I don't think the defense has seen that yet.
Yeah. All right, we're going to do picks next. Stay with us. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. As we head into the break, remember, it's a good weekend to go to Mo Baby and Yay Company, 2092 Hardy Street. where you get delicious beignets. And if you want to work on your home, your lawn, or your garden, well, there's only one place to go. That's MCS Home Center. Everything for your project, whether it be your house, your lawn, your garden. In Bellevue, MCS Home Center, Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. 7329 Highway 98 West. We'll be right back.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top.
To the top.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill. That'll be the place to be tomorrow at 11 a.m. Going to have a lot of good specials down there. They'll have the Golden Eagles on the TV, I'm sure, throughout the building. And, Kelly, those are always fun ways to watch football.
Yeah, and tomorrow, because it's early, you'll get the breakfast drink specials, mimosas, Bloody Marys. And everybody there that you know, you're going to know. So it should be a lot of fun. Viewing party tomorrow at 4th Street Bar and Grill.
4th Street Bar and Grill. We appreciate all those guys do. Also, want to remind you about our podcast. You can hear it every day on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. And for Christmas, we're going to find an Alexa or Siri that will talk to Kelly Dima.
Well, that would be a Christmas miracle.
A Christmas miracle. It'll be the new Christmas miracle that a woman talked to Kelly, and maybe he can follow the show that way.
Maybe a Christmas miracle.
You're married. You don't have to worry about it anymore, you know?
All right, let's pick some games here,
man. Yes, and before we do that, just running by the basketball scores, Southern Miss men's.
Oh, yeah, let's not forget that.
Southern Miss men's basketball defeated Tougaloo 93-57. Don't blink. We're about 1% of the way through the basketball season with two games under the
Yeah.
Southern Miss will not be back home until the 18th when they host William Carey. They're going on the road to South Carolina on Sunday. The women's team just got through beating William Carey 92-80, and they moved to 2-0. They're back in action on Monday night versus Blue Mountain College. So 2-0 for the women's team, 1-1 for the men's team.
And where is Blue Mountain College?
Somewhere in Mississippi. I don't know.
Blue Mountain, Mississippi.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's in the mountains, right?
Yeah, they educate teachers and preachers, is what they say up
teachers
there.
Teachers and preachers.
At Blue Mountain.
You're full of rhymes today,
right.
Aren't
well,
you, Santa?
That's just what they do up there. Oh, nice school. Okay. Beautiful right. Campus, too.
Can we do the picks?
Jeez. Okay.
All right, let's start with the national games because we'll get to this. We'll do the Sun Belt games last. BYU, undefeated BYU, 8-0, on the road at Texas Tech, 8-1, 10.5-point spread.
I'm guessing Tech is the favorite.
Tech is the favorite, 10.5.
I'll take BYU in the points. Tech wins the game, but BYU covers.
I like BYU to win the game. I think
really?
They're a good
there you
team.
Go. That's a big upset. I think I'm with Kelly. I'd like BYU to cover Texas Tech to win outright. Oregon at Iowa. Oregon is 7-1. Iowa is 6-2. Iowa's a 6.5-point home underdog. It does look like it'll be raining.
I like Iowa. I mean, I just do. They're playing really good football right now, and the rain is always the great equalizer. I think Iowa wins it outright.
Ducks do very well in weather, so I like the Ducks.
Especially water. Right?
Correct, right. Just bounces right off their back.
It is very hard to win a game in Kinnick Stadium, and I don't remember the last time Oregon's ever even had to play there. I'm going to take Iowa to win outright as well.
Isn't that where they wave to the kids in the cancer hospital? That's a wonderful tradition.
Yes. All right, in the Sun Belt now, James Madison on the road at Marshall. Interesting game. It's also at 11 a.m. Marshall's a 13.5-point home underdog against James Madison.
Well, it's foolish to bet against James down Madison, so I'm going to go with them, I guess.
You think they cover 13.5?
I don't think they cover, but I think they win.
Oh, no, I do. I think the first half will be somewhat close, but they're uncanny at blowing people out in the second half. I think James Madison wins and covers.
I think Marshall covers the 13.5.
I think they keep it close, especially with an 11 a.m. kind of sleepy kick. I do think James Madison wins outright.
That's another coach to watch on a lot of lists is Bob Chesney at James Madison. He's done a great job.
All right. Georgia State at Coastal. 1-7 Georgia State, 5-3 Coastal. Only favored by 7.5. I know who Kelly's picking, but do they cover 7.5 against a 1-7 team?
Absolutely, they do. Coastal is on a collision course with JMU. I like Coastal and giving up the points.
I go there myself.
All right, same here. All right, Southern Miss, Arkansas State. Let's pick it. Arkansas State, 4.5 point home favorites. The over-under is 55.5. Why doesn't Bob start us out?
Did you say Arkansas State's favorite?
No, Southern Miss, 4.5-point favorite.
You said home favorite, and I just wanted to clarify
home
that.
Underdog, excuse me.
I don't know that I think the Golden Eagles are going to cover. I think the Golden Eagles are going to win, but I think, guys, you're going to be pretty nervous throughout the morning. And I like the Golden Eagles, maybe, you know, a 24-21 type win.
So that would be Southern Miss with the outright win, Arkansas State with the points.
Southern Miss covers. You guys, this one... Trust me, we got this one.
What's your score prediction?
This is a team of destiny.
Got a score?
Yeah, let's go 27-17.
Okay. You know, I went back and forth on my score on this game, but I really think it's going to play out a lot like the Georgia Southern game did on the road. Southern Miss will come out. I think they will impose their will early. I think Arkansas State will be able to move the ball in the Southern Miss defense, and that's something that we have not seen. So I think there will be a lot of points scored in this game. But when I looked at the two teams, I said, what is the difference maker? And I said, you got to go to quarterback. So who are you going to pick, Jalen Rayner or Braylon Braxton? Braylon Braxton has not given me anything not to pick him yet. And so I have Southern Miss winning, but I think, like with Bob, it is going to be close. I have it 30-27. So that's Arkansas State with the point, Southern Miss with the outright win.
Southern Miss is going to create some turnovers, too. That defense doesn't get enough credit for causing turnovers, and I think they're going to come up big tomorrow.
And with a win, the Golden Eagles would be 7-2. Am I right about that? That's hard to
5-0 in Sunbelt play.
Hard to get that out of your mouth after the last 3 years, isn't it?
It is.
Congratulations, Coach Huff has just done a remarkable job, no question. All right, that wraps up the show for this week. Kelly and Dima will be here Monday to get you all up to date on the Arkansas State game. Hope you have a great, happy, and safe weekend. Thank you for listening. Southern Miss.
To the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.